This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference. We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time.
By the way, that's what people like me think.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young noble leaders of the world.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
The globalists think, but we're not. Humanity is now awakening.
Save TP, PQQ, CoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back now into hour number two. Special guest from Australia joining us next segment. But let's look at these headlines first, then I'll scan through them, give you my take on it. Pence, former vice president, calls to defund FBI just as wrong as calls to defund the police. Nightmare bombshell. DHS whistleblower confirms Biden illegally smuggling up to 40,000 children a month in Texas alone, as young as 6 months old, being given to people with no paperwork, not their parents. Absolutely insane. And we have the footage of the National Guard locking a fence and the Border Patrol coming and unlocking the fence. That ties into the lawlessness. If a federal agency is ignoring a totally collapsed border and massive human smuggling that Senate reports confirm many children end up in sex trafficking, but don't worry, they're raiding Mar-a-Lago. Don't worry, they're going to PTA meetings and school board meetings that harass you. It's a fraud. These agencies are captured by the rogue government elements that have taken control of our nation. And that's just the facts. They are waging war against the American people. Former Vice President Mike Pence pushed back against Republican calls to dismantle the FBI entirely following its unprecedented raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, saying such proposals are just as wrong as Democrats' effort to defund the police. No, the feds want to get rid of local police and defund them so they can bully them into becoming their political agents. That's why George Soros has bought off over 1,000 city district attorneys and county attorneys. You got to go watch the Savannah Hernandez interview yesterday where the Border Patrol whistleblower, and I've already seen it myself, I know he's telling the truth, talks about 30,000 to 40,000 in Texas alone a month. Little children, many cases, handed off with no IDs to people that have no relation to them. That is the essence of Jeffrey Epstein on steroids. Let's say it again. That is Jeffrey Epstein Island on steroids, in your face, no doubting it, there it is, no debate. And you sign on to that, whether you are a school teacher, or whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an auto mechanic, whether you are a person that works in retail, or whether you're an FBI agent, we're not singling out the FBI. We're saying, my God, you're supposed to be doing all this. You're supposed to be down there, but you've been ordered instead to stand down while the border totally collapses with this humanitarian disaster. Shame on you. So that reports on Bandit Video needs to go viral. Exclusive. DHS whistleblower confirms 30,000 to 40,000 children smuggled per month in Texas alone. Many of the children as young as 6 months old are handed off with no paperwork to complete strangers. I'm going to say it again. Many of the children as young as 6 months old are handed off with no paperwork to complete strangers. This is Jeffrey Epstein-style trafficking on steroids. And we personally have shot the footage. We personally have shown them lying and saying, this is my child, as the woman comes in all day at the airport, more than 20 times with little babies, handing them over to people to disappear with no paperwork. A human soul, a baby, the seed of the universe being stolen in front of us, and now we have this. I've got hours of this footage, but here's just 2 minutes of 87,000 trained IRS agents and a group of them being trained like total slobs who randomly raid people's houses and terrorize the public while the border is wide open. Here's the footage. So these are the graduates. They took a few-hour course with toy guns on how to raid houses. And it's all politically correct. Obese people, folks in wheelchairs, it's all just part of the joke. Mainly a bunch of women. Then they pull their guns out.
Right, there's good.
And they practice raiding you and your family. This is the government building armies against you.
All ready? Guns out.
All right,
whenever you guys are ready.
This is the IRS being trained. They bought billions of rounds of ammo over the years.
Remember, identify yourself.
IRS federal agent.
Please.
Put your hands up.
This is the new auditing system.
Where's that new guy? Put your hands up.
And they come in and point guns at you. But the border's wide open with smuggled children. The fentanyl's pouring in. The dollar's being devalued. They literally go hire a bunch of recent college graduates with accounting degrees who point guns at you and take you away.
I have a permit.
They are trying to start a civil war with a bunch of low-grade morons with plastic blue and red guns to do this. That's how you bring America down, is take over the government and have it do a bunch of super unpopular stuff, unconstitutional stuff, have them go out and harass everybody, hoping it blows up. So the media is everywhere saying, I want violence, I want a civil war. No, we're winning a political, cultural civil war of ideas. I want to continue with that. I don't want violence. But the system has decided to start the fight. They've weaponized the district attorneys, the county attorneys, the judges. We've experienced Soros judges in Connecticut and Texas that just railroad you, and they're laughing, and they think it's funny because no one has ever protested them. No one has ever sued them. No one has ever stood up because they've hijacked the moral authority. They've hijacked the offices. They've hijacked those positions of power. And now they are this army publicly and openly accelerating war. And Joe Bannister, we should get Joe Bannister on the next few days, was an actual trained Treasury agent who simply said, we're raiding innocent people, we're not doing due process. They indicted him twice. But in San Francisco, juries twice found him not guilty. So you ask, why don't IRS agents stand up and do the right thing? Well, they indict you when you do. But they're not hiring people that went through actual law enforcement training and went through the FBI training. They are now literally in hotels without live ammo, hiring a bunch of accounting slobs and arming them and a bunch of SJW women for their big war with the evil right wing in America. This is a recipe for disaster. They're coming. They're going to arrest you. They're going to take your property. They're going to take your children. They're going to take your guns. That's their plan. Because nobody protested them. Nobody spoke out against them. Nobody sued them. They've got all these low-grade moron idiots that you know can't clean their house, can't take care of their family, but now they're coming for you with the weaponized federal courts. And they are licking their lips. Because so many Americans still think they're in a free country. So many Americans still think there's checks and balances, and there's not. There's a bunch of paramilitary men like this guy on screen training a bunch of women and basically children for war. And they have no idea what they're marching out into. You'd only do this if you wanted to cause a rebellion. You'd only do this if you wanted to cause a civil war. And they're giving everybody an impossible choice. This is how America ends. Giant ballooning federal armies. Domestic security forces. Get that clip, guys. Obama. We need a domestic security force. Obama calls for a domestic security force. Just as big and just as strong as our military. And whether you're in Australia or Austria, whether you're in Germany or England, whether you're in Canada or the U.S., it's the same thing. Because it's all run by the Davos Group and the New World Order. We've got a special guest covering this when we come back, and so much more. New lockdowns are straight ahead, but we're not being caught flat-footed. We're here, the people's voice, the voice of humanity, live, worldwide. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Is Australia and New Zealand. Maria Z's one of the top independent broadcasters in Australia. Z Media with three E's. Z3EsMedia.com joins us. We're talking about digital ID bill, digital currency trial starting in Australia, bank asking customers to be microchipped, weather modifications, months of flooding, smart cities, districts already underway, election fraud, a climate change bill, agriculture bill that stops them from sharing food. She joins us now, and we really appreciate her getting up so early to be with us. Thank you so much for being on with us, Maria Z.
Thank you, Alex. It's a real honor to be here. And can I just say on this broadcast that despite the trials and tribulations that you have faced, you guys still turn up every single day to warn people of what is coming and help them prepare for this information battle. So thank you, Alex.
Thank you. They're definitely after us because we're over the target. Where do you want to start here? Because people say, well, okay, Australia. But you guys, the UN, the Davos Group admits, you're the model of the takeover.
Correct. You're not wrong about that. I've often said Australia is the testing ground of the New World Order. You said it yourself. This is the beta test for the world. We can start with the smart cities. So while they may not be, tackling pregnant women to the ground anymore, Alex, like we saw during the lockdowns, or shooting peaceful protesters with rubber bullets in the streets, they have been spraying our skies constantly. I can't recall the last time that I saw a normal sky for more than a day or two along the East Coast. And why is that? Well, according to our government grants, the city of Newcastle is actually the model, the smart city model for the whole world. This is in our government grant documents. So they have been spraying us constantly, preparing us for these smart cities. How do I know that? Well, the city of Lismore, which has been flooded, you might have saw that in the news recently, over 50,000 people displaced from their homes, and now the government is encouraging them not to return, not to rebuild. This is a place that was earmarked for a smart city back in 2019. They have a plan for the whole of the East Coast to be filled with these smart cities. You're going to live in pods. You're going to eat the bugs. You're going to be restricted to 30 minutes of movement from your home. I also know this because according to government grants and government documents that they plan on splitting the city of Sydney into three districts. They're actually calling it districts. And they've said openly, these are going to be the model for the whole world. The whole world is going to be called districts. It's like something out of the Hunger Games, Alex. So Australia definitely is the place that the world needs to watch. The tyranny that we experienced over the past 2 years has not come to an end. It's just not as obvious now, but we've got weather warfare that they're waging on us. And they've told us that we can expect another 6 months of this weather, Alex. 6 months of flooding. Is that normal?
It's not, and everything you said is on record. 30 minutes outside your house a day, the model for the world beyond a supermax prison.
Correct. And we've already got people in the city of Melbourne that are living in pods. They're already doing this. There's people signing up for this stuff. And I think they don't, you know.
They built more than a dozen high-rises in Austin that are 250 square feet, coffin apartments.
Unbelievable. And people think this is trendy. People think that this is somehow the new way. My goodness, if they knew just what these smart cities actually spelled for the world. The fact that every single thought is going to be monitored. And I'm not even kidding. Inside our government grants, it says that street furniture will be monitoring human behavior. Street furniture. So you can't even walk past a park bench in these smart cities without them monitoring your every single thought. And then what's going to happen? You're going to be penalized. Your social credit score will be impacted by the fact that you've had a wrong thought in this Internet of Things. It's unbelievable. But the point is that this is all documented. This isn't conspiracy anymore. You've been talking about this for years, Alex, but the writing is there in black and white on the very government documents. People often ask you, how did you know? How did you know that this was going to happen, Alex? Well, you've done your research. And for all the people that think that this is just the trendy way of the future, they need to be doing their research as well and dissecting these documents, which is why independent media right now is so crucial. This is why they want to shut you down, Alex. This is why they want to shut down InfoWars, because people are starting to realize just how nefarious this plan is.
Well, that's right. They're building it in their own words. To force societal industrial collapse and then force depopulation. I mean, this is
correct.
A prison planet they're building.
Absolutely. So in Australia, we've got the digital ID, trusted digital identity bill. Trusted. As soon as a government document says trusted, you know that it cannot be trusted. We've already proposed this. The Reserve Bank of Australia is just about to launch their pilot trial of digital currency, which they've said will be legal tender. And of course, we know that this will be linked to your digital ID, aka social credit score. We're talking about a China-style social credit system that keeps you trapped in this prison. And what I need the world to understand is that while things are seemingly normal on the outside, you know, they're trying to sweep COVID under the rug, although they'll continue using it because, as we know from the patents, this will be a never-ending cycle of injections for the rest of your – it's a lifetime subscription of injections to keep you alive and functioning in society. We've heard Yuval Noah Harari say – that if you're not part of their system, if you're not injected even, you will find it very hard to function in their society. And again, this goes back to even the cyber polygon page that was taken down, or I should say the cyber COVID page that was taken down from the World Economic Forum's website, where they said once the digital shutdown happens, you will need a digital vaccine to get back online. That page, they've done their best to hide that. What is a digital vaccine? They plan on making it impossible for you to survive unless you comply with their tyranny, with their complete digital prison. And we need to do everything that we can to avoid this, Alex. Once people realize just how dangerous this is, if they knew, they would be standing with us. But I believe we're getting traction. I believe the world is starting to wake up. This broadcast has played a huge part in that. And all of the independent media that's raising the alarm, we need to double down our efforts. And the people on the ground, the loyal listeners of this broadcast and others, need to double down their efforts as well. I was speaking just last night on a live broadcast. You know, every spare moment that you have, you need to spend in research right now so that you can educate regular people on the street. Things are not normal and they will never be normal, but we do not have to subscribe to their new normal. We do not have to eat the bugs. I heard you earlier, Alex, talking about the fact that they are now, you know, putting this, the crickets. I've seen packages here in Australia with cricket flour in them. What is cricket flour? They're already hiding this stuff in our food. They're poisoning us from every single angle. If it wasn't the deadly COVID-19 clot shot bioweapon slow-acting lethal poison, it'll be the poison in the skies. It'll be the poison in your waters. This is a complete and utter assault on all of humanity.
It is,
and
Maria Z. Stay there. You are on fire. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And Despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have some big announcements dealing with the globalists collapsing. Next segment, I'm going to wait for this breaking news to start the next segment. But I want to get Maria Z, who's done such an incredible job, back on very soon. Do this the rest of the hour. I want to get on her show. I was supposed to be there yesterday, but I got stuck in emergency meetings. Zmedia.com, Zeemedia.com. Share that URL. She is the voice of truth in Australia. So we talk about Australia under globalist control being the model of this rollout. It is. Everything they're doing there, the Club of Rome, the Davos Group, the UN admit, is a beta test for what they're going to do here. That's why what she is breaking down is so incredibly critical. But the good news is humanity is rejecting it. These evil forces aren't all powerful. Their only power is us acquiescing to them. So I'm going to try to shut up the next 2 segments, because you're amazing, and just give you the floor to tell people what you've witnessed in Australia and what's coming next.
Well, before I talk back on Australia, you just made a crucial point there, Alex, and these people are weak. Think of how weak you have to be and what sort of a coward you have to be that you base your entire existence and agenda on lies. The truth is so powerful, and the truth doesn't have to cover itself up because the truth defends itself. You know, Dr. McCullough said with me recently, let the truth out, it's like a lion. And these people have no truth in them. It is only darkness. And their entire agenda is based on lies. So the more that we attack those lies with the truth, with the light, they will be destroyed. We must tackle this with the information war, as we know. Back onto Australia. Yes, we are playing a crucial role in so many aspects of the New World Order. For example, I mentioned this digital currency. If you look at the Future of Financial Infrastructure 2016 World Economic Forum report, it is littered with Australian financial institutions. Almost half of them are Aussie institutions. One of those just recently sent an email to their customers asking them if they would be willing to be microchipped. This is how far they're going. And unfortunately, Alex, our people have this attitude and have had this attitude for so long of things would be just fine. We've had a good life here in Australia. People need to know that there is no good life left for you if we don't take down these globalists with the truth and in the right way.
And just interrupt, ABC, NBC, CBS, all our channels are here. Take microchips. Sweden's doing it. There's a total rollout of implantable microchips, as Klaus Schwab said they would do 5 years ago on French TV.
Yes, and they're getting us used to this more and more. For example, we've got a manufacturing facility in the state of Queensland called Vaxis, which is going to be producing 300 million doses of mRNA injections. But these aren't going to be needles. They're needleless. They look like Band-Aids. We know this. We've seen the patents for this stuff over the years as we've been digging. But what does Australia need? 300 million doses for a population of just short of 26 million, roughly thereabouts. 300 million doses a year. We've just had Moderna announce that they're going to have a manufacturing facility in the state of Victoria, 100 million doses a year.
They're erasing people's immune systems and announcing this biomedical tyranny.
Absolutely. And this will be an ongoing cycle of medical tyranny for the rest of your life. As I said before, it is a lifetime subscription to these slow acting legal poison death shots that they will just keep reinventing the next time that they release another bioweapon. You know, monkeypox, whether it's monkeypox or the next thing that they concoct, their solution will always be vaccines. Our prime minister, selected, not elected, recently said on his Facebook that we've got a plan to manufacture mRNA vaccines here in Australia, so on and so forth. It will create jobs in our mRNA ecosystem and boost our pandemic readiness.
Oh, our mRNA ecosystem. It's a biological takeover.
Yeah. Yes, mRNA ecosystem. When have we ever heard these words before? And we're talking about a technology that has killed hundreds upon thousands, maybe even millions at this point, and will continue to do so. We saw just yesterday Mike Adams released his findings, his final report on what's actually turning up in the bodies of the people that have been injected. And I've had Richard Hirschman on as well talking about this. This is scary stuff. They are saying that this is not human. It's not human. What is growing inside these people? These are not blood clots. This is nanotech, nanotechnology that is growing inside of people and killing them. If it doesn't kill you, it'll mind control you. They've been able to mind control cows and control their behavior from the 70s. What makes you think they won't be able to control
you? Oh, they admit they're mind controlling insects with nanotech.
Absolutely. So if they can do that, what makes us think that they can't do it to us? I am concerned, Alex. I'm concerned for all the people that have been injected and still have some sort of ability to think for themselves. What's going to happen to them once they release whatever frequencies into the air? Are they going to be able to think outside of the lies and the propaganda as they are now? We still have the ability to think clearly, to see through the lies. But if this stuff is assembling inside of them, I don't know what's going to happen to humanity. We need more research in that. So my continuous call is for people to do more. I want anyone who is able to offer more of themselves, more of their expertise, more of their research or their skill set in this information war to double down your efforts. We need you. Humanity needs you because we are right in the thick of the Great Reset. As much as it pains me to say it, Alex, it's the truth and I won't lie to people.
Well, Maria Z, you're an amazing person. Your energy is incredible. Your acumen, your intellect is amazing. What woke you up?
My dad red-pilled me when I was 10 years old, Alex. As soon as 9/11 happened, he showed me some documentaries, and some of that content was your content as well. I'd watched Bohemian Grove even as a child. Whether people think that that was appropriate for a child to be watching or not, well, you know, that's your opinion. It's thanks to that content. It's thanks to your work years and years ago, Alex, and people like you, that I was able to see this for what it was when the plandemic started, and I was able to start battling this properly.
Continue with the new lockdowns they're planning.
They've told us, even, for example, with foot and mouth disease, we've got a threat of foot and mouth at the moment. They've said that if even one case turns up in Australia, that it would lead to COVID-style lockdowns in our country of animals and potentially even humans restricting our movement, so on and so forth. This may not necessarily be the move that they use, but if you notice, and what I've noticed, is that every single thing that they're doing is a conditioning tool right now. It's the boiling frog technique. They've eased off on us at the moment because we were about to hit civil unrest here in Australia. We were very close. So they don't want us to reach that point, maybe not yet, although they do want war, because as soon as people act up, you know, they can come down hard on us. We've got legislation here that allows foreign troops to come in here, and they have full indemnity to harm our people, destroy property. That's a real thing in Australia. So they want that. But either way, with each tactic that they use, you know, like I said, whether it's monkeypox, foot and mouth disease, if you notice, they are introducing all these health threats because the best way to control people is to threaten their health. So this is why it is medical tyranny, and they will continue use medical tyranny.
Well, they're holding us hostage, and they're admitting it, and they admit they'll use biomedical tyranny in the Rockefeller documents, Lockstep and others. I mean, it's happening.
Absolutely. Another example of what they're planning on doing, and Australia is heavily involved in this. Paul Kelly, our chief medical officer, is all for the WHO treaty. The amendments to the international health regulations, when they did their last round of public hearings, they're supposed to make more of their information more publicly available, but they haven't. When they did their last round, he said, we should expedite the process. We need this much sooner to prepare for the next pandemic.
And let's be clear, the UN has called for censoring all critics, though they've been proven to be total liars.
Yes, absolutely. And the next question is, what are they going to do with all of those camps, Alex? The camps that we have in Australia, they built so many during the pandemic. What are they going to do with them? Well, you and I know full well what those camps
are
for.
That's right. That's the cover for their political takeover. Maria Z with three E's. Maria Z-E-E-E. ZMedia.com is our guest. We'll come right back and talk about how to stop this New World Order takeover, because it's not going well for them. As bad as it is, folks, take heart. Humanity's waking up big time. Critical intel from the land down under with Maria Z. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
He's had almost zero ratings for years. He was Jeff Zucker's mouthpiece. But Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, to depart CNN as it cancels Reliable Sources media show that has become the joke of the world. Freedom is popular. Tyranny is unpopular. So thank you so much for joining us on this August 18th, Thursday, worldwide transmission. By the way, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, with the CoQ10, the PQQ, your telomeres, your body, your immune system, is finally back in stock for a limited time, 50% off. Thanks for your support. DNA Force Plus is the flagship Rolls Royce for your body and immune system. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for keeping us on air. Final days to get signed copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World, because I can't sign 20,000 of them. And I'm not complaining. It's a great fundraiser. Thanks for coming through. Your last chance to get the book in the next few days. I'm going to stop the signed copies, at least until I get them all signed. The 18-wheeler is en route. It's here at like 8 a.m. tomorrow. $20,000. We sold like 6,000-7,000 unsigned copies. We sold almost 10,000 signed copies. I'm going to sign these things. So thanks for the support. Your chance to get a signed copy. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. X2, Body's, you know, obviously is amazing. You should all try it today. And thank you for your support. You know who you are. We're changing the world together. All right, Maria Z, 9 minutes left of the segment. I'm going to just let you host right now with your emergency message from Australia to the world.
Thank you, Alex. Look, people always say to me, what are the solutions? We need solutions. And I feel like I'm always the bearer of bad news. But the reality is, when you know what I know and many others know about the New World Order and the totality of how evil and horrible their plan is for mankind, what else can you do other than warn them, be a watchman, and let them know, hey, this is how bad it could get if we don't stop this. We're literally talking about depopulating the world by billions of people, and the ones who are left will be in total enslavement, whether it's digital enslavement, whether it's enslavement inside their little pods and eating fake meat from Bill Gates. People need to understand just how horrible this is. Now, you can't fight against something unless you know what you're fighting against. So it's so crucial to arm yourself with the knowledge of what it is that you're fighting against. Again, I'm not calling for civil unrest or anything like that. I'm talking about the information war that ultimately leads to mass noncompliance. You see, the people that tune into this broadcast, the reason why they didn't comply with ridiculous things when they came out, like, you know, wearing masks, for example, which is ridiculous. We won't even get into that, but it is. The reason why they didn't was because they were armed with the knowledge of knowing just how corrupt the government is, knowing that this is about control, knowing that it was never about a virus. It has always been about total control and more so destruction of mankind. When you are armed with that knowledge, you won't back down. You have to think of it like a soldier. You have to think of it like someone who says, I know what the battle ahead looks like and what the worst case could be. And these are my contingency plans. And part of that contingency is preparing for the worst, hoping, praying, believing for the best, and doing your part for humanity. If you can support this broadcast, InfoWars has been, and I'm just plugging you here, Alex, no one's asked me to, InfoWars Store, InfoWars has been the leader in the information war. InfoWars has helped me over the years, and I know they've helped you too. Support independent media who go out and do the research to give it to people in bite-sized, pieces so that they can digest it and give it to others. Do your own research wherever you can. And I always say to people, don't trust me. Don't trust Alex Jones. Don't trust your favorite broadcaster. It doesn't matter. Go and confirm. Fact check the people that you listen to and confirm it for yourself, because it's one thing saying, I heard this on a broadcast, and it's another thing saying, I've gone and confirmed this and I've read these documents myself. It's all there. It's all readily available, and you must do it. We must do it before they completely silence us, because they'll win through censorship, and we have to keep fighting back on that. And in the face of so much adversity, in the face of the greatest attack on mankind and on our psychology and on our minds, this is the greatest war that was ever launched upon humanity. And yet every single one of you watching this has survived. You have survived the greatest psychological attack in history. That is something to be proud of. It's a badge of honor. And believe you me, if you think you're endured a lot over these past 2.5 years, there is more coming to endure. And you must know that as a soldier who is prepared for battle. But you have endured, and you are capable of enduring a lot more. We are far more resilient than we think and that we give ourselves credit for, and we're far more resourceful than we give ourselves credit for. So people should really inspect in their own minds and hearts what more they could be doing right now, Alex. You've been turning up, you know, every day for years now. For almost 30 years you've been at this, and I know it's not easy to live with this information in your head. I understand it. I don't think people really understand, you know, how much effort goes into what you do, Alex. Maybe they do. Maybe they have an appreciation for it. But it is hours upon hours of having this horrible information in your head. And so I understand when people say they need a break from it. But you're in a war. We can rest when the war is won, and we can win. We can win the war, but it requires mass awareness and mass noncompliance with the next nonsense that they bring about.
Beautifully said. In closing, with a few minutes left, from Australia, the beta test of this takeover. What else do you want to tell the world? Because this is a war. We're under attack. People should admit they're under attack, and that's the first part of victory.
I really encourage people to watch the steps that the Australian government are taking in order to put us into this digital prison. As I said to you, we're trialing digital currency. We've got the trusted digital identity bill. You played a clip recently, Alex, of Senator Malcolm Roberts. I had him on recently explaining just how dangerous this bill is. It is the social credit score. So watch the steps that they're implementing in Australia, and know that this is coming for your country as well, all over the world. This is a global plan. It's not one country over another. We're just the beta test, as you said. So watch what happens here to know what you need to stand and fight against, and educate people beforehand from your country. Say, hey, Australia faced some of the worst abuse from authorities over these past 2.5 years. That's just a taste of what these people are capable of. And look what they're already planning now. Look at the fact that they're already rolling out digital currency in Australia. Look at the fact that they're already rolling out the social credit score. We're miles ahead of other countries now as far as the implementation of the Great Reset. My goodness, this is a huge threat. So watch this country, and, you know, from my end, I will continue to do whatever I can to raise awareness so that it doesn't go through, so that the people do stand against this. But every single person needs to do their part right now. We're in the most crucial, crucial time, Alex, in all of history. Humanity, we need you.
Well, I just want to say you are so powerful, your energy, your focus, your will, and I know the Australians are great people as well. I think they bit off more than they can chew. I see globalist defeat. In closing, you've explained it's do or die time. What else do you think people should know right now?
You're right, Alex. It is they can be defeated. And if everyone just musters up the courage and musters up the belief that this entire thing is based on a lie, and the lie crumbles as soon as we say no more, that will be how we're going to defeat these people. And I do believe it. I'm a person of faith, Alex. I'm a person that believes in God. I believe in Jesus. I know that through him we can do all things. I'm not going to give up hope on that. And I know that your listeners won't either. So be encouraged. Know that there is more strength in you than you think there is. And you, through integrity and courage and doing the right thing, will take down the globalists as doing your part in this war.
Amazing. I can't wait to be on your show. Sorry I missed the show yesterday. Please come back on soon. In 30 seconds, though, it seems like the Australians are really waking up. Are they?
Yes and no. I mean, there is less compliance with the ridiculous masks. They're not going back for more boosters. But again, our people are generally a very compliant place. So I feel like the more rope that they give us, now, if they start to tighten that rope again, I'm really hoping, Alex, that the people will say no next time around. But the truth is, we're seeing less people muzzled. We're seeing less people going back for these kill shots, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Maria Z, you are amazing. God bless you. Z Media, ZEEMedia.com. We love you. Please join us again very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Wow. That is human power right there. Wow. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.